Chapter 9. Playing Cat and Mouse. George walked around the exhibition and saw lots of different pintaderas. Some were very beautiful. Trying to look like a museum visitor, he read the information about Canarian history. Two men in suits were standing nearby, talking in Spanish. One was older than the other one. They looked very official, like they worked at the museum, and they were holding a yellow piece of paper. George thought they were looking at him, so he moved away from them, and suddenly his heart froze. Two policemen were standing together, also holding yellow pieces of paper. George could see a picture of a man's face on the paper. Now, he was terrified. Were they all looking for him? Did the Spanish girl go to the police and identify him? "I must get out of here now," George thought. He turned and walked quickly towards the door of the museum, trying to look casual. When he got outside, he remembered Gary. George considered going back into the museum, but he was too afraid of the police and the men with the yellow paper. He began to run and didn't look back. He ran and ran until his legs began to hurt. Gary was still looking for Carlotta. He walked all around the museum and was getting worried. "I hope it's not too late to steal the pintadera," he thought. "Has she already given it to the museum?" He entered a room of swords and armor from Japan. "This isn't the right place," he thought. "Where on earth is the Gran Canaria exhibition?" Then he turned around and saw the back of Carlotta's head. At last. And what did she have in her hand? It looked like the pintadera. This was his opportunity. He ran after Carlotta, but suddenly a big crowd of people surrounded him. He couldn't move quickly. Carlotta was just in front of him. She was looking for something. Gary could not move close enough to take the pintadera from her. Finally, he pushed through the crowd, but Carlotta wasn't there. He couldn't see her anywhere. He ran down long corridors, getting angrier every minute. He entered a room of Indian items and saw a dark-haired woman in a mirror. She turned around, but it wasn't Carlotta. He looked down to the other end of the long corridor, and there she was. Gary ran after her, determined that this time he was going to catch her. Carlotta held the pintadera tightly in her hand. She walked around the museum as fast as she could, following Detective Martin's instructions. When she arrived at one end of the floor, she turned and walked in another direction. She never looked back, and she never stopped moving. It was like playing cat and mouse. She saw beautiful items from around the world. Some of them were thousands of years old. She wanted to stop and look at everything in this incredible museum, but it was impossible. She had a very important job to do. She knew they were following her and that she was in danger. Carlotta tried not to think about the danger. She just thought about those criminals going to jail. Soon she must leave the crowd and go somewhere less busy to give the criminals an opportunity to catch her. Then the police could arrest them. It was all part of their plan. But the plan was a very dangerous one. Was it going to work? Professor Toledo and Thomas were wearing their best suits for the exhibition. They looked very elegant as they stood and greeted the visitors. Thomas was holding a yellow piece of paper with a drawing of the thief's face.
"What do you think of the exhibition, Thomas?" asked the professor.
"I think it's fascinating," said Thomas. "Everybody is enjoying it."
"Yes," said the professor. "You worked hard organizing everything. Well done."
"Thank you," said Thomas. He was very proud of the exhibition and happy with the professor's praise. Thomas watched the people in the crowd looking at the displays and reading all the information. They seemed very interested in Canarian history. He hoped the exhibition would raise a lot of money for his research. But one man in the crowd was a little strange. He was looking around for somebody and ignoring the exhibits completely. Thomas checked the picture on the yellow piece of paper. Was it? Yes, maybe it was the same man. Thomas whispered to the professor, but when Professor Toledo tried to see the man, he wasn't there. Officer Smith also had a picture in his hand. He knew the man's face very well. His instructions were clear. Don't arrest the man, just alert the official controlling the security cameras in the building.
Look, that's him,
said his partner, William Davis. But the man suddenly turned around and walked away. Officer Smith reached for his radio.
We've got him, he said.